Bluzologija. Vesela. Autor i voditelj Saša Markićević.
Tačno je 21 čas. Bluz na 202, znači kraj još jedne nedelje. Imamo dosta noviteta večeras. Preporučit ćemo vam kao po običaju jedan album za vašu bluz diskoteku koji nikako ne treba propustiti. Ovoga puta Mississippi Fred McDowell i njegov album I Do Not Play No Rock and Roll iz 1969. godine, koji se smatra jednim od njegovih najznačajnijih. Zatim ćemo čuti neke bluz izvođače koje možda malo ređe imamo prilike čujemo na radio talasima, ali to svakako zaslužuje. Za sam početak, Kanađanin Harp Dog Brown, veteran kanadske bluz scene, od Chicago bluza do New Orleansa crpi inspiraciju za svoje kompozicije, ima novi album koji se zove For Love and Money. Znači, vrlo praktičan naziv. Inače, na albumu se nalazi 13 kompozicija, nešto su originali, nešto blues standardi, što u principu i nije tako loše. Saradnici na albumu su Dave Webb klavir, Sky Lamborn trombon, Bob Grant bubnjevi, Billy Joe Abbott klarinet, John R. Hunter bubnjevi i Jordan Edmonds gitara i George Fenn bass. Dakle, jedna mešana ekipa iskusnih muzičara, Harp Dog Brown naravno vokal i harmonika i učestvuje u komponovanju nekih kompozicija. A kako sve to zvuči, slušamo u kompoziciji Wynonie Harrisa Buzzard Luck. Harp Dog Brown.
Nothing in my pocket but the bottom, and that's more than I can say for my shoes. Speaking of the blues, yes, I've got them. Boy, that's all I can afford to lose. I can't beg, borrow, or steal a buck. Man, that's nothing but buzzard luck. I can't get no relief cause I'm traveling. I really got nowhere to go. My last pair of pants is unraveling, and I don't know a soul to get a show. I got in a fight, I was too weak to duck. Man, that's nothing but buzzard luck. Just like a buzzard flying high in the sky. Hot. I left my little town in Texas, spent 3 years in Illinois. When I got back, I was disgusted. I had a month old, a baby boy. Well, she took me to court, the judge said, you're stuck. Man, that's nothing but buzzard luck.
Thank you. it hot. I live in my little town in Texas. Spent 3 years in Illinois. When I got back, I was disgusted. I had a month old. I went to a bar. Well, she took me to court. The judge said, you're stuck. Man, that's nothing but buzzard luck.
Rockin', we were really had a time. The house was rocking. I almost lost my mind. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue light way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. The girls in bars made so much noise. They even had a raid. But they cream and lemonade. Oh, what a party! I should have stayed at home. Lord, what a party! I was like a chaperone. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue light way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue light way down low.
Blue Light Boogie se zvala ova kompozicija Harp Dog Browna, kanadskog pevača i harmonikaša, kompozicija sa njegovog novog albuma For Love and Money. Još jedno novo izdanje, Annie and the Hedonists imaju novi album, zove se Bring It On Home. To je njihov šesti album na kom se nalazi 12 pesama, a vođa benda je Annie Rosen. Inače, ona je slovenačkog porekla, njeni roditelji su Slovenci i otac i majka su svirali harmonike, tako da je Annie sa svoje petoro braći i sestara od malena bila upoznata sa raznim vrstama muzike. S obzirom da su odrastali u Americi, imali su prilike da čuju i kompozicije Latinske Amerike, Meksika, Istočne Evrope i naravno Slovenije. Sve to je zamešano na albumu Bring It On Home i naravno tu je neizbežni blues, a glavni saradnici Annie Rosen su njen suprug, gitarista i pevač Johnny Rosen, zatim su tu Peter Davis, gitara, banjo, klarinet, klavir i vokal, Don Young, bas, gitara i prateći vokal, i gost, kao gost čuveni studijski bubnjar Jerry Marotta. Sa albuma Bring It On Home, Annie and the Hedonists, slušamo kompoziciju Who'd Be Knocking, koju je inače napisao Dave Davis, jedan od dvojice braća osnivača grupe Kings. Who'd Be Knocking, Annie and the Hedonists.
Would be praying. Wonder. keep from feeling all alone. Might be someone who's doing it just in case. Might be someone who's seen a terrible face. We'd be praying,
praying, praying,
praying to a God they've never known.
Bring it on home to mama.
Bring it on home to mama.
Bring It On Home to Mama, kompozicija sa albuma Bring It On Home, Annie Rosen i njene grupe Hedonists. Još jedan album, ovoga puta iz Škotske, grupa Paul Jamel, odnosno Paul Jamel i njegovi The Black Magic Blues Band su poreklom iz Glasgowa. Objavili su svoj prvi album, a inače zanimljiva postava grupe, to je u stvari mali big band. Tu su dve gitare, bas bubnjevi, tenor saksofon, truba, alt saksofon, prateći vokali, dakle jedna ozbiljna družina. Oni su već izgradili pravi kult sledbenika u rodnoj Škotskoj, ali i u ostatku Velike Britanije, dosta su nastupali i došlo je vreme za njihov prvi album koji se zove Paul Jamel and the Black Magic Blues Band. Kratko i jednostavno, jel? Većina kompozicija na albumu su autorska dela, naravno ima i par standarda, mi slušamo kompoziciju Nameless Man.
Thank you. tell the shape I'm in. Well, it's been 3 years now. I've been living on whiskey, wine, and gin. Please call the doctor.
Bile su ovo Škotlanđani iz Glasgowa, Paul Jamel i The Black Magic Blues Band, njihov album Prvenac, sa kompozicijama Nameless Man i Call My Mother. Sljedeći novitet nam dolazi od jedne pevačice koja također potiče iz muzičke porodice, njeno ime je Kyla Brooks. Njen otac je Victor Brooks, odličan blues pevač, nekada je pevao u grupi Ainsley Dunbar's Retaliation, a učestvovao i na snimanju rock opere Isus Hrist Superstar na onom dvostrukom albumu. Njena majka je Annette Brooks, također odlična pevačica, i ona je učestvovala na snimanju Isus Hrist Superstar rock opere. Od malih nogu je njen otac ohrabrivao njeno interesovanje za muziku, poklanjao je muzičke instrumente, podučavao, a sa 12 godina je već počeo da je vodi sa svojim blues bendom na svirke gde ona pevala prateće glasove. Naravno da je ona krenula u sopstvenu karijeru. Kyla Brooks je do sada objavila 8 albuma, njen osmi najnoviji se zove Pain and Glory. 16 kompozicija koje je uglavnom ona napisala sa basistom Dennyjem Blomleyem, koji je inače njen muž. Samo jedna obrada i to kompozicije Aleluja Leonarda Cohena. Mi slušamo Kylu Brooks u kompoziciji Lover's Lake sa albuma Pain and Glory.
Wash away your mistake.
Bila ovo pevačica Kyla Brooks, kompozicije sa njenog osmog albuma Pain and Glory, još jedno novo izdanje koje nam stiže iz Velike Britanije. Idemo i u Francusku. Silver Roosters je blues band iz Francuske, poznat po svojim živim nastupima gde uvek nailazi na odličan odziv publike. I on ima novi album, zove se Hope. A članovi benda su pevač i ritam gitarista Pascal Martin, zatim je tu solo gitarista koji peva i prateće vokale Robin Nitran, Luke Verdier svira kontrabas i klavir, tu i tenor saksofonista Thierry Pitry i bubnjar i perkusionista Patrice Kupar. Slušamo Silver Roosters u kompoziciji Magic Road.
Stereo night on this desert highway, full moon lighting up your face, your eyes lost in the darkness.
Ovo francuski band Silver Roosters predvođen gitaristom i pevačem i kompozitorom Pascalom Martinom. Idemo dalje u Belgiju, odmah do Francuske. Little Jimmy je blues veteran koji je punih 60 godina na blues sceni. Jimmy, inače Don Croissant mu je još nadimak, ali ga zovu i Little Jimmy. Još 60-ih godina, tačnije 1966. godine, je sa svojom grupom Little Jimmy and the Sharps bio predgrupa legendarnim Rolling Stonesima i, kako sam kaže, kunem se da smo bili bolji od Stonesa. No dobro, on ima novi album, 17 kompozicija, zove se Little Jimmy Blues Rebel, to mu je još jedan od nadimaka i pseudonima. I sa tog albuma slušamo kompoziciju Wabash Avenue.
Mopping the floor, you see, on Wabash Avenue, it's where I hang around, taking the elevator, ooh, up and down, Wabash Avenue. Avenue. Well, dignity is a noble word. Might seem strange, some will never heard, and it's just about time for the human race. Put him on a rocket ship, send him right into space. Right into space. Ever knew you find me always mopping the floor, you see. Lovers ever knew, it's where I hang around, taking the elevator up and down. Up and down, taking the elevator, taking the elevator up and down, up and down, all around, always mopping, mopping and bopping, mopping and bopping, mopping the floor, you see. What was ever new?
Tell you I ain't. Well, the blues.
Blues Rebel, belgijski 75-godišnji veteran Little Jimmy, odnosno Mark Les, kako mu je pravo ime, i njegov istoimeni album Blues Rebel, koji je snimio upravo podom svog 75. rođendana i 60 godina aktivnog rada na blues sceni. Došlo je vreme da u 22 sata i 3 minuta skrenemo pažnju ljubiteljima bluza na jedan od albuma koji bi svakako trebalo imati u ozbiljnim bluz diskotekama. Reč je o Mississippi Fredu McDowellu i njegovom albumu I Do Not Play No Rock and Roll iz 1969. godine. Bio to prvi album na kome je Mississippi Fred McDowell upotrebio električnu gitaru, do tada je uglavnom svirao akustičnu gitaru, a interesantno je da je slide gitaru svirao svojim džepnim nožićem. Kasnije je prešao na stakleni slider zbog čistijeg tona, no tada je već bio popularan izvođač i cenjen u blues krugovima. Inače, Fred McDowell je rođen 1906. godine 12. januara i to u mestu Roseville u Tennesseeu. Njegovi roditelji koji su bili farmeri umrli su dok je on bio u tinejdžerskim godinama, tako da je uskoro počeo da svira gitaru ne bi li zaradio koji dolar preko nadnice na poljima. 1928. godine se seli u Mississippi i u mestu Como u Mississippiju počinje da radi kao farmer, ali sve više svira po igrankama i po klubovima, a postaje upravo poznat po svom sviranju slide gitare. Na albumu I Do Not Play No Rock and Roll se to i oseti i čućemo par kompozicija sa tog albuma. Inače, sve kompozicije na albumu su delo Freda McDowella, osim jedne obrade, i to obrade kompozicije Baby Please Don't Go Big Joe Williamsa, i upravo sa tom kompozicijom počinjemo da se podsjećamo albuma I Do Not Play No Rock and Roll Mississippi Fred McDowella. Baby Please Don't Go i zatim dve McDowellove kompozicije 61 Highway i Good Morning Little School Girl.
My name is Fred McDowell. They call me Mississippi Fred McDowell. But my home's in Roseville, Tennessee. But it don't make any difference. It sounds good to me. I seem like I'm at home in that one of Mississippi. And I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play the straight natural blues. And whenever you get somebody, you know, want to apply for you, just call for Fred McDowell. I was raised on the farm, you understand? The only way you can rock Fred, you have to put him in a rocking chair. Or he's to lay me down, you understand? That's my type of rocking. And my type of blues, I played with a bottleneck. I first got this style from a beef bone, you understand? Raised, will come out of a steak. My uncle, when I was a small boy in the country, he ground this bone down and fired it with a file and put it on a little plank. But I played on my ring finger, you understand? And it's just bottleneck sound better than the bone because it gets more clear sound out of it. And I would like for you to, who's never listened to me? If you don't buy one of the tapes or album or anything, I like to be listening to what I'm saying. I make the guitar say what I say, young man. If I say our father, he'll say our father. If I give out a hymn, he'll say it. If I please Mason Grace, he'll sing that too. Now that's my style. Would you hear me doing that? I hope y'all like it. Who's never get it?
Time. You knew that 61 highway did long ago, honey. You know that 61 highway did long ago, honey. She run from New York City down in Gulf of Mexico. You know what some folks say? Them greyhound buses don't run. You know what some folks say, baby?
Take your time.
Lord, let's go to West Memphis, baby. Look down Highway 61. Please, baby, honey, see somebody for me. See my baby, tell her she's all right with me. Please. Monday morning, I fold my books away. I started school one Monday morning, baby. I fold my books away. I wrote a note to my teacher. I'm gonna try 61 today. If I have my die, baby, who you think my time have come? Shot and run. I'm gonna buy me a pony, baby, to pay for shot and run. So when you see me coming, baby, I'll be on Highway 61.
Bluzgologija 202.
Good morning, it's good, good. Good morning. Can I go? Can I go home with you? Tell your mama and your pa, Lord, I'm a little
legendarni Mississippi Fred McDowell i njegov album I Do Not Play No Rock and Roll iz 1969. godine sa kompozicijama Baby Please Don't Go, 61 Highway i Good Morning Little School Girl. Inače, ovaj album se pominje na mnogim listama najboljih blues albuma svih vremena, pa eto prilike da ga i mi pomenemo. U svakom slučaju ga preporučujemo, s obzirom da je ovde Fred McDowell bio u top formi i da je svaka pesma priča za sebe. Slušamo još tri njegove kompozicije, Kokomo Mi Baby, Jesus Is On The Main Line i Red Cross Store. Mississippi Fred McDowell.
Mississippi Fred McDowell.
Jesus belong to me. Tell him what you. Jesus on the name. I tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is gone. Me. Tell him what you. Call him up and tell him. Well, he will come in a hurry. Thank you. clear.
Bio ovo Mississippi Fred McDowell kompozicije sa njegovog albuma I Don't Not Play No Rock and Roll iz 1969. godine, jednog od albuma koje treba imati u svakoj ozbiljnijoj blues diskoteci. Idemo dalje i slušamo neke izvođače koje možda retko imate prilike da čujete na radio talasima. To je slučaj sa blues rockerima Blue Birds, grupom iz Luizijane, čiji osnivači su braća Bruce i Buddy Fleet. Buddy Fleet je pevač i gitarista, Bruce Fleet je basista, a njihov prijatelj Kerry Hunter je bubnjar, dakle reč je o triju. Buddy, gitarista, je bio inspirisan Albertom Kingom i Johnny Guitar Watsonom. Slušaju Elmore Jamesa, Rolling Stones i to su bili njegovi uzori. A kako sada zvuče grupa, kako zvuči grupa Bluebirds u kompoziciji Ten More Miles, upravo slušamo.
Said, you can't work here no more, that's trouble. Every place you find, don't you take that call, there might be trouble on the line. Mailbox full of letters, and you can just get by. One is from the IRS, and you begin to cry, that's trouble. Every place you find, don't you take that call, it might be trouble on the line. That's trouble, man.
Mm-hmm.
says, listen, honey, I think we need to talk. That's trouble. It's every place you find. Hey, don't you take that call. It might be trouble on the line. You're working like the devil. Layoffs come around. You collect your paycheck. A notice sticking out. Well, that's trouble. It's every place you find. Don't you take that call. Might be trouble on the line. Oh, that's trouble now. Trouble on the line. Don't get that phone. Might be trouble on the line.
Bio ovo Hitman Blues Band Trouble on the Line, kompozicija sa njihovog albuma Pale Rider iz 2009. godine, grupa koju je 1989. formirao Russell Hitman Alexander i objavila je 5 studijskih albuma, jedan live album, ovo je bilo sa njihovog albuma Pale Rider. Ghost Town Blues Band takođe je jedan od sjajnih bendova koji je dobio brojne nagrade. 2018. su dobili u tri kategorije Time Blues Blast Music nagradu. 2018. takođe Tennessee Music nagradu za najbolji blues band. 2019. B.B. King nagradu za najboljeg izvođača. Ghost Town Blues Band u kompoziciji Another Lover. Another day.
kiss right on my bed. She took the hat right off my head. She took the salt, the pepper, and anything her arms would let her. She headed down the road, said all along she could do better. Another day, another lover just thrown away.
I know I must live on. the blues.
Living with the blues.
Oh, living with the blues.
Living with the blues.
Oh, living with the blues.
Living with the blues.
Oh, living with the blues.
Living with the Blues, kompozicija Davida Shelleya, koji je ovu kompoziciju snimio sa svojom grupom Blues Tone na albumu That's My Train 2011. Inače, David Shelley je dugo bio gitarista u pratećem bendu pevačice Cher, ali je uporedo gurao i svoju karijeru. Scott Ellison, također talentovani pevač, kompozitor, gitarista i blues rocker, rođen je u Tulsi, i tu je osnovao svoj prvi blues rock band. Inače, u Tulsi su u to vreme harali sjajni gitaristi Eric Clapton, Freddie King, koji su imali članove pratećih bendova upravo iz Tulse. I Ellison imao prilike da gleda te velikane uživo, da bi kasnije svirao sa nekima od njih. Dugo je bio i u bendu Clarence'a Gatemouth Browna, a ovo je snimak sa njegovog albuma Steaming iz 1997. godine. Slušamo kompoziciju King of the Blues, ni manje ni više. Baby,
let's talk it over and pour a little wine. There's a look on your face that says there's something on your mind. Well, that's just fine. Yeah, that's just fine. You know I'll make the time. If you wanna speak your mind, that's just fine. First you said you love me as much as you can, that there's no one else above me. Now you wanna change your plan, well that's just fine. Yeah, it happens all the time. First I'm strung alive, and then I end up crying, well that's just fine. Yeah, that's just fine, baby.
That's Just Fine, tako se zove ova kompozicija kanadskog izvođača Johna Campbell Johna. Svoj prvi album je objavio još 1993. godine i od onda nanizao čitavu seriju nagrada tipa Blues izvođač godine, gitarista godine, slide gitarista godine, i to je poslednja pesma u večerašnjoj bluzologiji. Sa vama bili Draško Šarić, Sale Marković i Sale Markićević. Uskoro sledi emisija Priča o pesmama, od ponoći noćni program Beograd 202, a mi se čujemo naredne nedelje u 21 sa novitetima iz sveta blues muzike.
That's just fine. Yeah, that's just fine. I should have read the signs. I guess I'm not your kind. Well, that's just fine. That's just fine, baby. Says there's something on your mind. Well, that's just fine. Yes, that's just fine. You know I've got the time. If you want to speak your mind, well, that's just fine. Just fine.